Hello, I'm Leonard Nimoy. Clothes make the man, or so they say. And in the movies, that's certainly true. Next time on Stand By, Lights, Camera, Action, we'll see if clothes make the creature when we look at Return of the Jedi. So join me as we dress to shoot on Stand By, Lights, Camera, Action, only on Nickelodeon.
Welcome back to the Action Room, Geek Culture Radio. I'm Tony Wolf.
I'm producer Mike.
And we have a special guest host. We're going to have a kind of a rotating guest slot, and we'll tell you about her in a moment, but I just wanted to tell you why I'm talking in this monotone.
Well, no, first, before we maybe we should introduce Helen here.
You really want to?
Because I wanted to ask Helen.
Are you sure?
But does Tony just seem more attractive now because of his monotone?
Now that I'm talking in this deep, low voice.
I think Sherry. So. I think it's working.
Because
yes.
Because we read an article where monotone-voiced men get more sex.
Oh, wow.
This was a scientific... Wait, I can't talk... I was like, this is a scientific study! This was a scientific study.
Because as much as Tony has a great deep voice, but he is in no way monotone.
I'm very expressive, so normally I'm a little bit more animated.
Now, do you notice your boyfriends, a lot of them have been monotone?
Or
girlfriends?
Oh, no, I'm straight. I haven't noticed that, but I will say there's something about it. I can't really describe it.
We have a number of comic book illustrator friends,
so
one of whom just kind of talks like this all the time.
But before we confuse the audience even more, let's introduce who Helen is.
All right, so I'm going to take it slightly out of the monotone here, because although this may make all of you want to date me, it may not make for interesting radio. So I'll go back to slightly more Tony Wolf. But you know, when I'm tired at the end of the day, ladies, I do talk like this. Anyway, So Helen is someone we met at Mocha, which is now a whopping 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And producer Mike, what's your little summary about how to introduce Helen?
Her website is helentunes.com, and I love, she has a little kind of, I don't know what you call it, like a, not a, a byline, logline?
Blurb.
Blurb.
Yeah.
That's the word. Who the Helen is Helen? So why don't you tell us who you are, Helen?
Who the Helen is Helen? I'm done with the monotone.
No, Helen, tell us about yourself.
Who is Helen? What is
Helen?
What
Helen
is the meaning of life?
Helen
what
might
is
be
Helen?
Helen. The only thing we were scared about when we had Helen in is that she actually might be too smart for the show.
Oh,
but outside
was,
of that,
she was very witty, very very savvy. Although,
and the funny thing, I guess the biggest thing is that she didn't know much about comics. You were at this comic
convention,
but
she makes some comics.
You made comics. You had a booth.
Yeah.
But when we asked you, you didn't actually know much about comics. And the big one was, we thought, oh, she's got to know. Who's Stan Lee? Mm-hmm. And you did not know who Stan Lee was.
The founding father.
It's true.
But then you told us that Stan Lee was in a
documentary, the Hillary Clinton documentary that, you know, the Supreme Court had all this blah, blah, blah about, because there's all this, you know, like, can you fund something before an election about
right,
someone
this was
who,
during the election.
This is during the election. I mean, they made this documentary called, I think,
I remember
Hillary
hearing
movie,
a little bit about
Hillary
it.
Clinton, the movie. And he's just associated with them, and he was in the documentary. I honestly, I can't tell you too many details, because it was a lot of business speak. And so Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton both said to him, "We are on your side. We're your friends."
To
and
Stanley.
To Stanley, and Stanley donated a lot of money to Hillary Clinton's
he
campaign.
He seems like a Democrat.
Yeah,
never know, but you know.
He didn't ask her if she wanted to be a superhero or something.
No,
Hillary Clinton, you're the best. I'd like you to be a superhero in my new comic in Stan Lee Media.
That's how we go.
And then he got into some legal trouble. I can't remember
really?
What the legal trouble
Excelsior!
Was. Yeah, he got into some legal trouble, and he kind of, I guess, turned to them.
Yes,
and
yes.
They abandoned him and separated themselves from
really?
Him.
He had a huge thing with his stock from Stan Lee Media. There was massive.
How can you
massive,
abandon Stan Lee?
Well, it was basically, I don't think he had anything personal to do with it, but his stockholders and the CEO of Stan Lee Media did a lot of very illegal things.
The Clintons can go fuck themselves. So would you say your a major focus is politics? for you? Or
I do love politics. Every morning I turn on Stephen Colbert and the
Colbert's
Daily
amazing.
Show. I eat my breakfast, watching.
I love how loving politics means watching comedy shows. That's what it's become now.
But tell us about your cartooning. When did you start doing cartoons and comics and why?
Because since I am really not a part of the culture, I started
but
doing...
But now you are.
But now I'm
We're
trying...
Whether you like it or not. You're on the Action Room. You can't be more a part of the culture than
you were at Mocha, and now you're on a comic podcast.
I started making these drawings in my journal in like 2000, and then there was a Christmas in 2003 where I wanted to give my friends a gift, and I didn't have much money, so I decided to compile them into a book. And I would do that for every couple of years. And then someone said, you should make a blog. So I did. And I had a boyfriend who introduced me to like Persepolis and V for Vendetta.
Good stuff. Like very good stuff. Did you see the movie of Persepolis?
I did see the movie. I loved it. I really loved it.
Was he monotone?
The movie or the boyfriend?
Actually, that boyfriend, he was kind of...
Ooh.
This is our theory. This is sort of a general action... This is outside geek culture, but geeks want to get dates, so this fits in the Action Room.
Yeah.
We think it's because the less expressive men, they make women feel like, he's so mysterious. I've got to get through to him. I've got to draw emotion out of him. Because normally he's just kind of like this, and he's like,
pulls you in.
And also literally pulling, like, what did he say? And you have
to get
closer. And also,
it is a famous public speaking technique that when you lower your voice, it immediately, on a subconscious level, we all want to listen more carefully.
What was that commercial when E.F. Hutton says people
when
listen?
When E.F. Hutton talks.
What was that even for? Real estate
listen.
Or something?
And
like
it was John Houseman who did the voice.
But what was it for? What is that, E.F. Hutton?
E.F. Hutton was a financial
thing.
Like
okay,
Goldman
okay.
Sachs, you know.
Sorry. Anyway. It's a reference from
very much
the
not Action Room, but from the 70s.
All right, so what happened to this boyfriend?
It didn't work out. It's actually a really long, epic story.
Was it? It's in your comics?
Did that inspire? Often heartbreak inspires good art.
And good blogs.
Yeah, I would say that some of my best... and good blogs. I would say that my best drawings are from heartache. And I actually have a little booklet that I compiled my favorite heartbreak ones and put them in a book and sold that at Mocha. And it was probably the highest.
And it's called Heartbreak?
My best drawings are from heartbreak.
It's called Just Broke Up. I'm also
tells it like it is.
And I'm also working on a special book called The 20 Steps of Getting Over Somebody.
Wow, that's cool.
So, and I thought, you know, this would be a really good gift to give someone you know who's heartbroken, because there isn't much you can do when you're heartbroken and you just feel kind of
you
like
you have to wade through it.
Yeah, it's a
problem. Usually involves murdering somebody, whether it's yourself or somebody else. Does that count? Can you murder yourself? Is that correct English?
Not suicide, but actively murdering yourself. I think there's a short story idea there somewhere.
I mean, I think that every day you become a new person, so I guess you could say that's sort of murder. But
that's true.
You're kidding your metaphorical old self.
The 20 steps, why did you figure it was 20?
Just a nice round number?
It just happened when I started writing them out. I mean,
did you have 21, but you wanted to round it off?
No, it really just came out to 20.
27.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, give that to me.
So yes, HelenToons.com, and we thought she's a lovely young lady. She's very savvy. She's very witty. Even though she didn't know who Stan Lee was, you know, we gave her a hard time.
She's attractive. She's a redhead, and that's always a plus with me. And by the way, as the light comes into this studio, is this too much for you? Should I close the blind?
Her hair is radiantly gleaming.
I'm gonna close the blinds. You continue, Tony.
We're gonna have a little Action Room set change, which means we're gonna lower the blinds in the Action Room studio. So, all right. That's so, I think that's a pretty thorough introduction to Helen. She's on our. She's friends with us on Twitter.
It's
what's her Twitter? Helen Toons on Twitter.
Yeah, it is.
One word.
Just one.
Did you say Thoreau?
And you said Thoreau. I said Thoreau.
Thoreau.
I don't even
Henry
know.
Henry David Thoreau introduction.
Yeah, and Toons is spelled with two O's, not a U-N.
Yes, T-O-O-N-S, like
Looney Tunes
and Roger Rabbit
like
or Looney
cartoons.
Tunes.
Yes. Anyways.
Like so, anyway, what?
Cartoons?
Like Helen Toons.
Oh, I was just thinking cars and tunes.
Cartoons.
Are you sure you're...
Action Room people, I'm done with monotone.
Are you sure you're a nerd?
I'm distracted by your red hair. I don't know what you're saying.
I think that's what it is.
And now, you know, in the internet world, the society we live in, everything is about news feeds, right? A never-ending stream of information. Well, we are here. We exist to give you the...
Nerd News.
All right. Well, in the world of nerd news, I'm going to do this because it makes me feel like a newscaster. I love doing that. That was paper, folks. All right. So, In the nerd news...
Actually, Helen, do you want to try this?
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you lead us through this? Just read about Marvel Studios, a little bit about Marvel's movie-making tactics.
Sure. Marvel Studios is considering a small-scale production model that will allow the company to start bringing their third-tier characters to the big screen. Luke Cage, Doctor Strange... Kazar,
it's Kazar, I think, Kazar. But even comics fans Kazar. Might pause at that one.
Kazar,
can
I like
you
them.
Just like
Kazam?
Can you just like slice it in? Like if I just finish the rest?
No, just no, keep going. This is awesome. We keep all this. Yeah,
from Kazar, we'll move on.
Dazzler and Power Pack.
Yes. Now,
Thank you, Helen.
Helen, you did a great job.
Kazar was tough.
So, yeah, no, Kazar, I don't even know. Kazar is like a Tarzan.
He's a jungle Tarzan kind of guy.
Okay.
His wife is Shauna the She-Devil, who is redheaded, in fact.
Oh, my goodness.
Like Sheena the Jungle Queen. She's that archetype.
Right, or remember Clan of the Cave Bear with
yes,
Hannah?
Yes, Daryl Hannah was Daryl blonde, Hannah. Though.
I just want to set the record straight there. Yeah.
We're sort of repositories of obscure movie trivia knowledge or
right.
pop, whatever.
I love it.
Yeah, you might want to throw in some political references just so Helen feels
John Stewart does not have red hair. There you go.
Is there any political politicians with red hair?
Can't think Arianna Huffington? No, she's dark brunette. With red highlights.
All right, you think about that, Helen. Okay, so wait. let's continue. What were we going to say? Now, what do you think about this? I think this is pretty cool.
I think it's brilliant. Marvel is realizing that not every movie of theirs needs to be a $200 billion summer blockbuster that takes, 2 years to film and you need all stars. So they're looking at expanding their universe, much as DC is doing. DC had Batman and Superman. They're trying to get a new Superman movie going. But DC is now doing Green Lantern, The Flash, Wonder Woman, other characters. Marvel is looking into their character repository. I think, actually, when Disney bought Marvel, it was a public matter of record that Marvel has 4,800 characters, approximately, that they've created. Of course, not all of them are, stars. But anyway, so what they want to do is hire young, hungry directors who have something to prove and can make a great film on a lower budget, give them $40 million or something, and, say,
now,
make this movie.
Now, we've got through the AP wire that some of the directors are going to be taking on some of these films, and they're not all young, but...
Right. Oh, I was wondering why producer Mike was grinning when I said young,
so
hungry
So why don't
directors.
You read off some of these...
Okay, so under contention, Spike Lee is in talks to do a Luke Cage movie, also in talks to do a Black Panther movie. I will point out that in the real world, John Singleton...
This is the real world.
John Singleton was really in talks to do a Luke Cage movie for years, and it's just not happened. On to the funnier jokes. Woody Allen has expressed interest in doing a Doctor Strange movie. Helen, Doctor Strange, do you know Doctor Strange?
Actually, I know Doctor Strange Love. That's what I thought of.
That's a comedy classic. No, Doctor Strange is Marvel's magician character. He's a mystic. He's like Gandalf. Let's put it in terms you might understand.
But in Woody Allen's version, it's a comedy about a neurotic psychiatrist whose patients are the heroes and villains of the Marvel Universe. I think that's going to be pretty exciting.
All right, Woody Allen doing Doctor Strange.
Right, totally perfect.
Mel Gibson is in talks to do a Kazar movie with the soundtrack by 80s Italian new wave dance outfit, Baltimora? I didn't even get this joke, producer Mike.
Their song is Tarzan Boy.
That song.
And it's called Tarzan Boy. Yeah. I can't sing. Helen, can you sing?
Yeah, but he did a really good job.
Did you get that song?
Yeah, I totally
never knew that song was called Tarzan Boy. I thought it was called Club Song Number 48.
And Baltimora. What a horrible name for a band.
I was wondering where you were going with Mel Gibson and Kazar, because Mel Gibson's known for being pulled over drunk and saying anti-Semitic things.
Well, he does a lot of those, kind of medieval...
Oh, he did that. What was that called? Apocalypse?
Apocalypto. But he also did Braveheart,
Right.
That was one of his biggest ones. Anyway.
So that makes sense. Mel Gibson.
It was
doing
a stretch
Kazar.
Of a joke, but anyway. Okay.
All right, let's have that as one of the break musics. Okay, so Sofia Coppola, female filmmaker extraordinaire who blazed trails for female filmmakers, she's going to do a Dazzler movie. Now, Dazzler, do you know Dazzler, Helen?
No.
We're going to run each one by you, Helen.
Man, this is a 101 for me here. Yeah.
Dazzler is, she's. I don't know if she's a redhead, she's like a strawberry blonde,
okay.
And she was Marvel's disco heroine.
Oh.
She actually had roller disco outfit, a very gaudy outfit, and she's a rock and roll singer. She's a star in the Marvel Universe, but she can transmute, when she sings, she can transmute light into, like, lasers, and also, like, laser beams and light effects.
So wow. Wait, was this before or after Gem and the holograms?
Yeah. Gem is truly outrageous.
What came first?
Dazzler came well before Gem.
Oh, really?
Dazzler's like 76, and
okay.
Gem is like 83. Do you know Gem and the holograms?
I do know Gem and the holograms. Okay. I have her sleeping bag at home.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh, she has some geek cred.
Yeah, little geek stuff.
This girl's got more geek cred than we bargained for.
And it's 80s geek cred,
yeah.
Which is always a plus.
And you're not 80s like us.
She's actually not in her 80s like
she's
we are.
She's not, you know, above 30. All right. So, okay, anyway, Gem is truly outrageous, Gem and the Holograms.
Now
by the way, I do see some things about the Misfits, by the way. That's also in the pop culture
Ooh.
Consciousness.
What
not
about
Marvel. But the Misfits were the evil band in
oh,
Gem
yeah.
and the Holograms.
And they're also Glenn Danzig's band from punk
nice.
Era.
You always have to have an evil band.
Oh, right.
When
but,
there's like
yeah.
an adventure of a good rock band, there's always... Anyway.
Yeah. But
moving
now,
on.
Sofia Coppola's father is actually... This is kind of interesting. Francis Ford Coppola is doing a Kingpin movie just based on the Kingpin. That should be
because
kind of interesting.
Because it's like Godfather.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Because it's
it?
Like a crime
it?
Lord. Okay. Now,
do we have to do Get It after all these?
Owing to his wonderful experience with children throughout the ages and his utter lack of any legal problems whatsoever with adorable little children, Roman Polanski is in talks to do the story of Marvel's superpowered 8-year-olds, Power Pack.
Oh, man.
All right, we don't have to say Get It after that one. Right. Quentin Tarantino, who is known to be a massive kung fu martial arts movie
right.
lover,
mm-hmm.
is in talks to do Marvel's kung fu characters, Master of Kung Fu, Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu.
You're losing a lot of the joke by explaining everything before you
right,
say
that's
it.
True. I won't. Master of Shang-Chi.
Didn't we learn anything about monotone voice, man?
Yes.
You have to keep it mysterious.
Yes.
And just
Robert Rodriguez, the creator of
No,
Trouble,
now this
Trouble
is a funny
Maker
one.
Studios.
Then you can say
okay.
Robert Rodriguez is going to be doing the White Tiger. Who's the White Tiger, Tony?
Why he
no,
was
no.
created by
Helen, who's the White Tiger? Robert Rodriguez, read that.
Robert Rodriguez, White Tiger, created by. Did I say it funny? Because I
no, it's good.
Rubber baby.
Where are you from?
I'm actually from Alberta in Canada.
Oh yeah, she's Canadian.
I'm
Canadian folks.
Yeah.
Can you read it, eh?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know Strange Brew?
I do know Strange
okay.
Brew. Yeah.
Okay.
Robert Rodriguez, eh?
Robert Rodriguez. Man, I am so not.
Robble.
Robert Rodriguez, White Tiger, created by Bill
Mantlo.
And George Perez.
We never knew these comic book names would be so hard to
pronounce. I don't even
but
know
they
what
are.
This is.
Bill Mantlo. He's from New York.
Okay.
The T is sort of silent.
We're forcing a civilian to read geek culture.
Well,
that's the pitch, folks.
She's doing a great job. Go ahead.
Okay, created by Bill Mantlo and George Perez, first appeared in Deadly Hands of Kung Fu, number 19, December 1975. What? Did I say that wrong?
No, I just think it's
no,
so...
No, it's just so geeky so that you're reading this.
He's the first Puerto Rican superhero in the history of comics. Number one.
That's not a footnote. Mike pulled
that
from a footnote.
That was from Wikipedia.
Oh, I see. Okay. And
just disregard the footnote number.
And Marvel's first superhero of Hispanic descent.
That is
wow.
the White Tiger. So Robert Rodriguez is going to be doing that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Martin Scorsese.
I think after all that, even though it's a joke, he really should do that character.
Well, also, Brian Michael Bendis, who's one of the superstar writers of comics in Hollywood, brought the White
You're
Tiger back.
You're writing this
back.
Down, right, Helen?
It's been going down in my brain.
He brought the White Tiger back in his Daredevil run and
oh, okay.
kind of made the White Tiger a little bit cooler
oh, okay.
again. And now there's a female White Tiger.
Ooh.
White Tigress?
Ooh,
no, just White Tiger. Anyway.
Okay, Martin Scorsese is now going to be doing a reboot of The Punisher with De Niro.
Robert De Niro as The Punisher, as Frank Castle.
After he does the Midnight Run sequel.
Yes.
So that'll be good.
Awesome.
And Rob Zombie, of course, is my favorite one and most obvious, will be doing...
Marvel Zombies.
Awesome. Okay.
But I'm bummed.
Which, by the way, Marvel Zombies really is a miniseries from Marvel.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And do you know who Rob Zombie is?
Isn't he a singer?
He is a singer, and
right.
he's also a director who went on to, like, recently he's been doing the Halloween reboots.
Oh.
Heavy metal singer, sort of turned director.
Right.
He was in a band called White
thrash
Zombie.
And crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that was an awesome segment of Laugh Riot, not so much
David
for the audience.
David Letterman, eat your hat at our top 10 list.
Man.
Okay.
So,
so back to real nerd news.
In other nerd news, Leonard Nimoy, who plays...
Hold on. Do you know who
I
Leonard
was
Nimoy...
I was about to do it!
But don't say who plays.
Oh. Do you know who Leonard Nimoy plays in a famous geeky show?
I do.
Who does he play?
He plays Spock, right?
Oh, yes. Right.
Ding, ding. Can we have like a game show sound effect?
I also know some other nerdy things about him. He is a photographer.
Yes, he is. Yes,
I've seen some of his books in the photo play. I'm a photographer,
a
by
lot
the
of
way,
news so and Judaica and sort of Kabbalah mysticism.
Yeah,
yes, Leonard
very,
Nimoy.
Very fine arty. Like,
and I believe he often shows things at the Twyla Tharp Theater. There's some sort of space on the Upper East Side.
Mm.
And for those of you outside of New York City, I'll stop.
and he also did a show when I was a kid on Nickelodeon called Standby Lights, Camera, Action.
Leonard Nimoy?
He hosted it, and it was this awesome show that because back then you didn't have any background.
I saw
on
that
it.
Show, but I never knew him.
Yeah,
Nimoy
I'll show you a clip
it.
On it. Yeah, no, he was the host. And it was a whole show based on, like, what happened, like, the behind the scenes on, like, movies and stuff, which, again, back then, they would never show that kind of stuff.
Right.
So it was, like, war games and whatever was big back then, and it was awesome.
Because
I
there were no
it.
Making of anything, because VCRs didn't even exist. So.
Nickelodeon was cool back then. You can't do that on television.
Yeah.
What's so funny about Nickelodeon,
to
go off on tangents, as we often do,
yes.
is the green slime thing, which is, like, a big prominent thing
motif.
in the awards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
People don't even know where that comes from anymore. Like
tell us, I'm dying to know.
Oh, you can't do that
from
on television.
Show called
Have
you
ever heard
of it? It was like a sketch comedy
it's
show for
Canada.
Like 12-year-olds.
Mm. You don't know it?
Alanis Morissette was on the show.
I grew up in a really small town. My house was on a dirt road till I was 16.
Wow.
We only had three channels. My parents were way too cheap to get cable.
Wow.
I didn't know who Bob Dylan was until I was 19.
Wow.
All right. So, so Leonard Nimoy, who plays Spock... he said he's going to retire from acting, which really means he's just not going to be in the next Star
right.
Trek movie.
Right.
He's not going to do any more Star Trek. He wants Zachary Quinto to take the reins fully. He doesn't want to distract by having another cameo in the next Trek movie. Anyway, no more Spock for Leonard Nimoy. Leave the man in peace. He's done.
Okay,
go read his 1968 autobiography, I Am Not Spock.
This has gone on for too long.
Are you tired, Action Room fans? I'm tired.
And when we come back, we're going to continue with the nerd news. Hopefully Helen will stick around if she's not too turned off already. And we'll be right back.
As she looks quizzically at us. All right, we'll be right back. So we're going to move on with the nerd news. Marvel Comics announced that they are going to do yet another massively popular video game, Capcom. Helen, do you know Capcom video games?
No.
I think they made Mortal Kombat, is that right?
No. They did the Street Fighter.
Street Fighter.
I do know that,
I was thinking of the other.
And the art was, like, awesome. Like,
yeah,
I love the art.
They had amazing artists draw the sides of the video games themselves. So years ago, Marvel Comics teamed up with Capcom to do the Marvel characters fighting the Street Fighter characters.
Oh my gosh.
And there was Marvel Capcom 1.
It's a perfect storm.
It is a perfect storm of geekery.
From what I remember, that was like the last time like arcade games were like really big.
Yes.
Like when people were really going to play a big arcade game.
Yes.
You know? So anyway, a third
they're
one
they're
going to
do Marvel versus Capcom 3. And so it's going to be... Oh, that's right. Oh, Helen, we have the special guest. In the Action Room, producer Mike just had to step out because the room studio isn't big enough. Okay, so as much as we all want to focus on nerd news, the biggest news this week really has to be the Icelandic volcano crisis, right? I mean...
Yeah, it's pretty big.
So we actually managed to get the volcano itself into the Action Room studio. So, wow, this is an honor. Excuse me if I mispronounce your name. Ayafiat Lajokotl? Ayafiat Lajokotl.
Please, call me I-Man.
Oh, okay, that's so much easier. So, okay, I-Man, thanks for joining us. You've been dormant for 200 years, so tell us, why now?
Every few centuries, shit happens that gets me crazy, and I can't control myself. And these times are pretty exciting, man. Movies like Iron Man 2 and Tron Legacy are coming out. The fucking iPad. Marvel vs. Capcom 3, I just heard you guys talking about. By the way, I just signed the petition to make Stan Lee a character in the game.
But what really got me going was when Bjork got me into an early screening of Kick-Ass. Wow, man, have you seen that, man?
Of course, it's really amazing.
I don't know how I'm going to survive the summer movies, guys. Or should I say, how are you going to survive? I'll be fine. It's party, man! Get your glow sticks up!
Oh, so, Iman, the last time you blew was in the early 19th century. What could have possibly gotten you so excited back then?
How soon they forget. How about a little thing called the Missouri Compromise? Napoleon died, they invented the soda fountain and the stethoscope. Might not seem like a big deal now, but back then it was pretty explosive. And let's not forget the difference engine.
What the fuck is that?
Sorry, Iman. Tony, it's an automatic mechanical calculator designed to tabulate polynomial functions.
Duh!
So are you saying that this could really be the end of the world?
Nah, at least not until I see the Avengers movie. Joss fucking Whedon is directing that bitch, man!
Okay, so at least we have some time left, right? I mean,
that is unless something more mind-blowing happens and just gets me nuts.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
What's that?
Oh, it's just a copy of the new Esquire magazine.
Who's on the cover?
That's Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. They're calling her the best-looking woman in America.
Whoa, dudes, whoa!
No, don't show him that.
She's smoking!
I'm smoking!
Oh, no! Oh, no! He's gonna... Look at this man, party time!
He's erupting!
We're gonna have to end the show.
All right. Thanks for listening. Join our Facebook. Follow us on the Twitter. Yeah, fuck this. Let's just get out of here, hell. We gotta get out of here.